I recently heard that some people like to use my audios to fall asleep to. I thought it was very cute. So I figured, how about I make an audio where I fall asleep? Just rambling and getting comfy. Doing all my little sighs and cozy bed noises. And you can try to fall asleep at the same time. And we'll see who wins. Because one of us is going to fall asleep first. It might be me. I am pretty tired right now. Let me get comfy. I need to get a new pillow. I like my current one. It's thin, which is what I like about it, but I feel like it's getting too thin. I try and plump it up, but I don't know. Sometimes it just feels too uncomfortable. But I find that, I don't know, some of the pillows at the store, they're just so big and poofy. And I like to sleep on my stomach. And big poofy pillows in my neck, just, I have to have like these thin ones. So I've had this pillow for like, oh my god, forever. Don't worry, it's not gross or anything. You know, I use pillow protectors and then the pillow covers on top of that, so. But yeah, I have my pillow here and I got my blanket. It's kind of chilly in my room at the moment, so I have long, fuzzy pajamas on and a t-shirt. It's a Steven Universe t-shirt. It looks just like Steven's, like red, and it's got like a yellow star on it. And I don't normally wear socks to bed, but like I said, I'm a bit chilly. It's because my AC vent points at my bed. Which is great sometimes, you know, during the peak of summer or whatever else, but I don't know, some nights are just chillier than others. You should come cuddle. That would keep me warm. I don't know where you live, but I live in a city. It's not a massive city, you know, it's not London or anything. Although, you know, I lived there for, oh my god, so long. But it's a city, and I live by the highway, the motorway. So it's just constant. Background noise of cars, trucks, and stuff like that. It's funny, I always end up living in cities. And there's been a few times when I've visited friends or something, and they don't live in a city. And always the first night there, it's like, when everyone is asleep, you can't hear anything. And it's crazy. It feels weird, like the silence is very noticeable when you go from a city to a super rural area. But I imagine the opposite would be true as well. Poor rural people. I'm struggling with the noise of a city. It doesn't bother me. I grew up in London, so I think once you get through that noise, you know, you can pretty much sleep through anything. Where I grew up, actually, in London, it was on like a council estate, and my bedroom, one of the walls, on the other side of the wall, was the stairwell, like an outside stairwell that people used to like go up and down the multiple flights, because it was all like flats, like apartments. And so for like, I don't know, the first decade and a half of my life, all through the night, I would hear the slamming of the outside doors, and then step, 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 step. Every single like stompy, shuffling footstep on concrete on the other side of this thin wall. Oh. I don't know. I got used to it, you know. Sometimes it was good because it would distract me at night. So instead of sitting with my thoughts, it was like just counting how many steps this person was taking, or trying to figure out what neighbor it was. You know? Like, who's coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning? But yeah. I hope the next time I move, though, that it's going to be somewhere a little bit quieter. It would be quite nice not to hear the sound of traffic 24/7. You know? Maybe hear some more animal sounds. That would be nice. I think one of the sounds I do really miss from England is the sounds of owls hooting. I don't get them here where I am. So the nighttime sounds very quiet, because there's no crickets or grasshoppers where I am either, so it's just nothing but car noises. In the morning, though, I do have some house sparrows that come to the tree outside my bedroom window, because I put a bird feeder there. So I do wake up to the sounds of birds, you know, chattering away to one another, and it's nice. Just It's with you with some nighttime sounds of nature. Are you asleep yet? I think I'm slowly getting to the point where I don't want to talk anymore. Because I keep yawning. I think I'm comfortable. I could do with an extra blanket, I think. Be extra snuggly warm. I recently mentioned it on my Twitter, how I want a like permanent blanket fort over my bed. It would kind of be like a, you know, a four-poster bed, but like a dwarf, you know, like a miniature version of a four-poster bed, you know, because I know some people are claustrophobic, so, you know, this isn't going to be for them, but I want that closeness of the blankets. Like, I don't want them literally, you know, all of them on top of me, but, you know, four-poster beds, I don't know. You don't feel as cozy? I like all the pillows and stuff for blanket fort. And I don't know. I just think it'd be nice to have like a permanent blanket fort that you can crawl into at night and just forget that the world outside of it exists just for a bit. Got the warmth and coziness of the different blankets and their patterns and your pillows. It would just be cozy. Safe. You can just ignore me if you're still awake right now. I am doing very sleepy random rambles, and I'm not making much sense anymore, or really being entirely accurate with what I want to say or talk about. So I should probably shut my silly little English gob and settle down. I hope you're asleep. Oh, I cannot get comfy today. I have such a big bed as well. Maybe I should start sleeping on the other side. Start trying to, like, even the mattress out. Because it's a memory foam mattress. Maybe, like, this side is starting to sink in a bit or something. I don't know. Maybe I should just sleep on the other side. I'm pretty comfy now, though. I want to pull my blanket over my head, but I don't know how that will affect my recording, so... Yeah. Try and move my phone here. Trying to be quiet. Okay. You're under the blanket with me now. Yeah. Let's get some sleep. Cozy little cocoon. Thank you. Mm-hmm.